On the day before Christmas Eve, Governor Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation approved permits to allow a 200-mile existing gas pipeline in New York to expand its capacity. The permits, effective on January 1, 2017, allow three gas compressor stations to upgrade. That will enable the Dominion New Market pipeline to pump larger quantities of fracked natural gas. It was weeks before opponents discovered that the permits had been granted. Now, 69 groups are asking that the decision be rescinded because, they say, the environmental agency did not adequately address their concerns expressed in public comments. Keith Hsu, with the Cooperstown-based Otsego 2000, says the whole point of having environmental regulations and a permitting process is for the agency to answer public worries.
There's 10 pages worth of legal analysis that we did that demonstrate how DEC can and does and should have exercised authority that they have to deny these permits. And we don't see any response to that important legal analysis.
Hsu says he has plenty of proof that the comments did indeed get to the DEC, including screenshots of emailed comments that are timestamped and the receipt for a hard copy of the comments mailed to the agency. He says, in addition, he hand-delivered the legal analysis and other papers in person to the agency. Nicole Dillingham, the director of Otsego 2000, who is also an attorney with experience in environmental law, says the groups are considering court action if they don't get a response.
We are looking at whether that would constitute legal ground for a suit.
Dillingham says it's ironic that the hydrofracking of natural gas is banned in New York State, but the pipeline's expanded capacity will allow people who live in other states to suffer what she believes are its ill effects.
I refer to this as a frack your neighbor policy. It is intellectually dishonest and I think ethically wrong to build an energy plan for New York State that relies on poisoning people just outside our borders. If it's not safe in New York, it's not safe for the people of Pennsylvania or West Virginia or Ohio.
Not everyone is unhappy with the decision. Greg Barilla, with the Chamber of Commerce affiliated Unshackle Upstate, says better access to cheap natural gas can boost manufacturing and create much-needed jobs in New York.
It'll provide more energy resources into the system, hopefully making it more affordable and cheaper for particularly high-end energy users like manufacturers to operate in New York State.
The Department of Environmental Conservation, in a statement, says the permits were issued after careful review and include stringent and unprecedented conditions to address air quality concerns. And, the agency says, all public comments received were adequately addressed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.